I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking sports with...
My name is Michael Robinson. I am a father and an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur as in the owner and creator of Fourth and Goal Athletics, an organization geared at helping students be the best students they can be, but also the best athletes they can be.
Fourth and Goal, what we do is simply... It just helps student athletes become what they thought they could be, you know. And at some point in time, you know, in our lives, we need somebody to believe in us, believe in the same dream, the vision that we want. And sometimes you just don't know where in life to find a direction. Some people find it in art. Some people find it in, you know, music and math, you know, and there's really a route for that. But when you're a student athlete, you know, outside of having a coach, you look to your parents and sometimes they just don't know where to help. And so I came up with the idea, me and my partner, Skylar Constant, in 2010 to start helping youth student athletes in the area become what they want to become, whether it was an all-state athlete, whether it was a Division I college prospect or just a serviceable member on their team. You know, we decided to step up and kind of fill that void.
The idea to create this organization came from personal experience for Mike, as he himself as a student was looking for someone to fill that void for him.
Well, for myself, you know, I was an athlete in high school. I was a troubled athlete. You know, I didn't have the support that I felt like I personally needed. And it wasn't anybody else's fault besides my own, just kind of figuring out who I am as an individual. You know, when you get your parents telling you, yeah, do this, it's kind of like a little bit of resentment. You fight back, and with the mother was a single mom with three kids and being the baby, I could get away with a few things. And sometimes it catches up to you. Coming out of high school, one thing I wanted to do was just help other kids. I didn't know if I was going to be a principal. I didn't know if I was going to be a counselor, a teacher. And I figured I would coach at some rate. So what I've decided to do was pursue my dreams of being a student athlete at the University of Toledo. Things didn't work out for me on the football aspect. But what came to fruition was I was able to still help out students and find my way to part of the game. Me and Skylar linked up and we decided to put our efforts together to help people.
The shift really happened when Mike became a football coach at St. Francis back in 2010. He noticed some of his students were struggling through the off season. Actually, they weren't doing much of anything in the off season. So he created Fourth and Goal in 2011 as a way to keep these athletes fit and focused. The bond he created with these students as a mentor and a leader in their life came naturally with the territory. Again, Mike now becoming the mentor that he wished that he had himself when he was younger.
100%. You know, in second grade, I was put in a position where the teachers and everybody around would say, you know, this kid's not even gonna make it through high school. And we're talking about a second grader. I just had, you know, I would tell my younger self to be patient. And I think it was the anxiety, you know, not growing up with the father, you know, and dealing with the reality that I was interpreted, you know, in a sense of, you know, growing up in a sense of not necessarily a high income household, you know, and for me, you know, I tell myself just be patient in a sense of be patient with yourself, be patient with understanding. And that's something that I had to learn is to control yourself, be patient. Things will come to you if you work for it. Things will be good for you. Don't rush it. Just be patient.
And being patient and working with over 6,000 student athletes since 2010 as a football coach, new opportunities have presented themselves. Mike is now a TV personality for BCSN, creating commentary during the football and basketball season. He's also the sideline reporter for UT Football. It's on the radio. And he also has his own podcast, the 419 Football Show. And all this comes from working with his students.
Yeah, Fourth and Goal created a lot of different opportunities for me. And it all started from one, you know, the idea of helping student athletes, it developed into, you know, a whole different world for me and myself. My hopes and dreams is to continue to help as many kids as possible, you know, in the past decade, you know, working with over 6,000 student athletes, I hope to help 20,000 student athletes, if not more in the next 10 years. You know, through different technologies and ways to impact these young people, you know, from stories of 100,000 different kids, you know, and ideas and all these things that fly into me, you know, and they tell me, thanks, coach, just for teaching me how to put my left foot up versus my right foot up in that time or whatever it may be, or that one talk that we had, you know, helped me in this situation. I just hope that any kid who seeks help or seeks, you know, what they want, you know, I hope that I could be the outlet to them. You know, that costs nothing besides a hey message, hey coach, what you think? You know, so I'm not seeking to become wealthy off of people. I'm seeking people to become wealthy off of knowledge so that they could be informed and make the best decision. So, you know, I love the each one, reach one mentality, and I just want to reach more people and help become who they decide and they desire to be.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Ref Draft Diaries.